Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Well, I got charges on my credit card bill. I don't recognize at all. And there's a telephone number on the credit card bill, so that's why I'm calling, all right?
Okay.
I think it's probably a fraud. Somebody's probably got my card. I don't know.
Okay, verify your shipping address for me.
7444 Top Hill Lane, Dallas, Texas, 75248.
Thank you. All right, I do see here, this is for the...
Well, there's two charges.
What was the zip code?
75248, Dallas, Texas, 75248. And I received something in the mail called a cervical vertebra massager. I don't have any idea what it is. I don't. And the charge for that is, there's a charge of $7.95, and then there's another charge on the 13th for $54.97. Doesn't say what it's for or anything.
Okay.
I just don't recognize either one of those charges.
Okay, this here is for a neck massager. Do you remember paying $7.95 for a neck massager or anything like that?
Well, I got it in the mail, but I didn't order it. I don't even know what it is. I mean, that's $7.95, and then the other one is the same company, your company, is $54.97 on the 13th, January 13th.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
Absolutely not. My only household is my wife, and she's blind. Can you tell where the charges came from? I think, is there any way to trace this thing?
I think it's a... Everything's matching up. Sir, that's your address. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, sir.
Well, what was the item? I mean,
it's a neck massager.
No, I got one little box here, okay, and it says vertical. Cervical vertebral massager, one little box, that's all I receive.
Right, that's the neck massager.
Well, what is this charge for $54.97?
Yes, sir. When you sign up for the neck massager, you pay shipping and handling, which is $7.95. But
right.
You are signing up for the factory direct savings store. Which there is a charge of $54.97 if the account is not canceled.
No, I absolutely did not sign up for this. Somebody has got my credit card out there playing with it, my number.
Gotcha.
You could just credit my credit card, be all square.
Well, what we can do here, sir, we can, if you are claiming this is a fraudulent charge, we can put this under a fraud investigation. Where so we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account. So they can verify what actual charge to order from. During the fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we offer a courtesy refund amount of 50%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, sir, we have the fraud investigation for you.
100% refund, 100% refund. Tell me what the $54.97 is charges for.
That's for the factory direct savings store, sir. If you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation.
And fraud investigation. It's a factory what? You said a what?
For the factory direct savings store.
Factory direct savings store. I don't even know what that is. Never heard of it. It's a fraudulent charge on my credit card. Both of these are.
Okay. All right, well, provide me a few seconds while I put in that fraud investigation for you.
All right. All Now, who do you contact with the fraud investigation?
I'm sorry?
I don't understand who I'm dealing with.
This is the fraud department, sir.
Of what company?
Of the company that charged you.
And what's the name of that company?
It's for the neck massager, sir.
No. What's the name of the company?
We're third party, sir, so we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. It's just neck massager, sir. That's what they'll go by.
You know a company called Dream Fast Home Supplies?
How much is the charge, sir?
$54.97.
That's for the neck massager, sir. This is the company. We are customer support for them. Provide me a few seconds while I input the fraud investigation, sir.
I want these charges credited to my credit card. That's all I want. They're not my charges. It's your company. You say you're an agent for this company. So just credit the $7.95 and credit the $54.97, and we're all okay. You've obviously got the credit card number. Hello?
Yes, sir. I said provide me a few seconds while I input the fraud investigation.
Okay. What I said, I want these charges credited on my credit card.
I heard you, sir. I heard you. And I was letting you know, since it's a fraudulent charge, sir, we're going through the fraud investigation. So provide me a few seconds while I input the fraud investigation for you.
Sir, you have obviously got my credit card number because it's on my bill here, all right?
Yes, sir, I understand that, right?
So all you've got to do is credit that back onto the credit card.
Sir, we have two choices. We can either do a fraud investigation since you're saying you did not order this, sir, or if you do not want to go through the fraud, we offer a 50%. If you're sure you did not order this, sir, we have the fraud investigation. You told me you wanted to go through the fraud investigation,
okay,
so I'm putting the fraud investigation for you, sir.
Why are you only offering 50% credit?
That's for the 50% is for if you may have ordered it or you forgot about it, anything like that. The fraud investigation is for, I understand that, sir. The fraud investigation is for if you did not order this, sir.
All right, tell me what the fraud investigation is. I don't know who I'm dealing with or anybody.
Yes, sir. As I stated, the fraud investigation, we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address. The police are near you.
Who are the local authorities?
The local authorities near you, sir, in your city.
All right, who is that?
What do you mean, who is that, sir? The police.
Okay, we have the FBI here. We have the police. We have the county.
Whatever local authority, sir, in that city or state.
Okay. Who are you going to contact?
The local authority, sir.
I want to know who you're going to contact.
The local authorities.
You tell me which local authority you are going to contact.
Whichever one that answers the phone, sir. The local authorities, the police, the FBI, it wouldn't matter, sir. We're going to provide them with the information so they can track down with the IP address.
What does the IP address have anything to do with a charge on a credit card? Nothing.
Say that again for me, sir.
The IP address has nothing to do with a charge on a credit card.
Yes, it does, sir. The IP address tracks it down from who ordered it, when, where, and how they ordered this product, sir. They track it down through the internet access. So wherever they ordered from, it would pop up from wherever they ordered from.
Okay, who am I going to hear from? Who's going to come? Who is going to contact
me? Sir, the fraud investigation holds, we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address so they can find out and track down who ordered the product. During the fraud investigation?
What IP address do you have?
That's the what now?
You said you're going to provide them with an IP address. What IP address are you going to provide the local authorities with?
The IP address is on the account, sir.
Okay, and what is that?
It's a bunch of numbers, sir. It's an IP address. It tracks it down from the internet source.
All right, you let me have the numbers you're looking at.
Sure. Do you know what to do with the IP address, sir?
Yes, you just tell me the numbers you're talking about.
Okay. 42000.
Hold on. 4200. What else?
9600.
9600. Okay. What else?
10269.
Okay.
51.
All right. None of those are my IP address.
Do you know what an IP address is, sir?
Yes, I do. I know what mine is, and none of those are my IP address.
Right. If it's not yours, sir, this is why you're in the fraud department.
That is not a proper IP address. An IP address is 3 digits, 0.1, 0.2 digits, 0.2 digits.
Okay, sir. I understand that, sir, but... Okay, do you want to go through a fraud investigation or not, sir? That's what I'm trying to, so we can help you out with this, sir.
I want to talk to somebody who will give me the straight story. What's going
on? I'm giving you the straight story, sir. This is the fraud department. This is why you got transferred over to the fraud department, because it's a fraudulent charge, right? You did not order this, right? So this is a fraudulent charge.
Give me your telephone number and the business.
The same number you're calling now, sir, that you're on the phone with, this telephone number, sir.
No, the number I called, they transferred me to the so-called fraud department.
This is the same company, sir. The same. We have a fraud department in our company.
Well, what's the name of the company?
Neck Massager.
The name of the company is Neck Massager?
Yes, sir, as I stated.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
We're located in California, sir.
Where in California?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a website?
Yes, sir.
What's the website?
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
I'm sorry, hot?
Hotconsumerdeals.com.
Just one more time, slowly, please.
Hot consumer.
H-O-T?
Yes, sir.
Hot consumer.
Deals.com.
Hotconsumerdeals.com. And you're in Santa Ana, California? Is the telephone number on the website?
Yes, sir.
What number's on the website?
You're talking to the company now, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to do some further investigation, then I'll be back in touch with you. You will not credit the account. Is that correct?
I didn't say that, sir.
You told me you would credit 50% of the account.
No, sir. I gave you a choice in the matter, sir. I said, if you did not order this, sir, we have the fraud. We can put this under a fraud investigation. If you do not want to go through the fraud investigation, we give out a 50% refund. But if you are sure you did not order this, sir, we offer the fraud investigation.
You said that about 6 times, sir.
I did, sir.
And you gave me an IP address that's nonsense.
So do you want to go through the fraud investigation or not, sir, proving this fraudulent charge, since you say you did not order this, sir?
I think what I'm going to do is contact the local authorities and just turn in this company right here is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
The local authorities in Santa Ana, California.
Sure, that's fine. So do you want to go through that fraud investigation, sir?
No, I'm going to do my own investigation is what I'm going to do.
So you don't want anything back, sir?
Yes, I want this. I want these fraudulent charges credited to my credit card.
If it's saying it's a fraudulent charge, sir, that's why we have the fraud investigation. What's the problem, sir?
The problem is I've had fraudulent charges on a credit card before, sir.
Okay.
And I called the company, and they are satisfied that it was not my charge, and they discredit 100% of it.
Right. We're not saying it's your charge, sir. We just have to go through a fraud investigation proving it's a fraudulent charge that you did not order this, sir, since you're saying you did not order this. If you're sure you did not order this, you should have a problem with going through the fraud investigation. Am I correct?
No, sir. I'm through dealing with your company. I'm going to look up your website, and I'm going to turn your company in myself, right?
So you don't want any type of refund, sir?
No, I didn't say that. I want 100% refund. I've been very clear about that over and over.
And I've let you know, sir, if you want 100% refund, you have to prove it's a fraudulent charge. That's why we have to go through the fraud investigation, sir.
Okay. How would you like for me to prove it's not my charge?
That's why we have the fraud investigation, sir, as I've been stating this whole time.
Oh, nonsense. That's a nonsense.
Full of sense, sir. It's a bunch of sense. Yes, sir. That's why we have this. That's why you got transferred to the fraud. Because you said it's a fraudulent charge, sir.
I'm going to investigate your company is what I'm going to do. Have a nice day. Right.
Okay.